Good evening, good day, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, children of all ages. This is a day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. It is a beautiful, beautiful day. I'm on a little bit later, actually a lot later than normally am, but I've been baking with my son. We're making a pie cake and a recipe he saw online. And so what did we do? We started making it. Tomorrow we'll put the finishing touches on it. If you want to know what a pie cake is, it is a pecan pie. It is a pumpkin pie. And then it is spice cake. And then it is iced with icing, and then on top of it, it is apple pie filling. Something we saw, and we decided to do it. And I'm excited because to do something with my son is awesome. To do something with my kids is pretty awesome. God has blessed me, and so I just thank God for that. And so onward with today. Today is day 44 and day 6 of the love devotions. Today is 1 John 4:18. Back to the book of 1 John. It's a good love book. There is no fear in love, but perfect love cast out fear. For fear has to do with punishment. And whoever fears has not been perfected in love. 1 John 4:18. There is a reason the Bible says do not fear so many times. It's because we don't need to. If we truly love God, we will trust him. And then we won't fear. It's harder than you imagine. Yes, yes it is. It's easier said than done. Yes. How many times have you worried about something you don't have control over? More than likely, countless. We all have. We start getting anxious. We start questioning God and other people. We start trying to find our own solutions instead of allowing God to have complete control. This also transfers into relationships, as do with pretty much everything else that relates to God and loving God. Why do most physical relationships fail? Well, take a look at your spiritual relationship. Look at your relationship with God. How's about your relationship? How is your relationship with God? How is it? If it's bad, 9 times out of 10, your physical relationships suffer too. Not just spouses, but friends, coworkers, and family too. If you have a fear in regards to your spiritual relationship, you will have fear in your physical relationships. When we trust in God with all of our heart, because there is no fear in love, we put our faith in God and his plan. We lean on and trust his understanding. When we let him guide us, he will direct our path. He loves us and won't lead us anywhere bad or anywhere that will hurt us. He is our loving father and wants the best for us. So today, dig deep and love God more than when you love him more. Love him more. I don't know if you catch that or not. Love God more, and then once you've loved him more, then love him more. Continue on with the circle of loving him more. There, you can't outlove God. You can't. There's no possible way to outlove God. Allow his love for you and your love for him to cast out your fear. Trust God. He won't let you down. Even when you think he has let you down, he hasn't. He's still right there doing his thing in his time. And what we need to do is trust him and believe in him. And then once we get to where we need to be with him, we'll understand why things are going like they are. Don't be afraid to love others and not fear in your relationship. God has got you, and God has got your relationship too. Dear Lord God, I pray right now that you reach down You touch each and every person. Touch each and every person listening to this. From the one person that listens to the multiple people that listen. From the one person that shares this to the multiple people that share this. I pray, Lord, that you touch their lives, hearts, minds, bodies, and souls. I pray that you draw them closer to you. I pray that your word does not go out in vain, Lord. I pray that you help people learn to trust you and love you. If there's someone out there that doesn't trust you, and that doesn't know you and doesn't love you, and doesn't know your love, I pray that you just overcome them with your love. Engulf them, encompass them with your love. Surround them with your love. I pray that you do so much in their life. Move in a mighty way. I pray that you touch their relationship with their family, with their friends, with their spouse. I pray that you move upon that marriage in a mighty way. Cast out all fear. Yes, things happen that cause trust problems and trust issues. But Lord God, you cast out all fear. When we trust in you, you've got our back. Thank you, God. And Lord, if there's anyone out there thinking about self-harm or harming others or suicide, I pray that you move upon them in a mighty way, that you surround them with your love, that you shadow them with your wing, that you comfort them in your loving arms and surround them with your angels, surround them with your love. Pour your love out upon them. Help them to see that you are love, you are God, and you love them so much. And Lord, if there's anyone out there that wants to know you as their Lord and personal Savior, I pray that you give them confidence and strength right now to ask you into their heart. And if you do want to ask Jesus into your heart, just repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sin. Cleanse me from all my unrighteousness. Take my heart and make it brand new. Use me for your will and your way. I pray that you come into my heart, clean me up. Make me look like you, act like you. Help me to look like your child. I believe that you were born and you lived a perfect life. And you died on the cross for my sins. And that you rose again from the grave. And you ascended into heaven. And you are coming back for me to take me home with you. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Thank you for forgiving me of my sins. Thank you for making me brand new and making me whole. In Jesus' name, amen. And if there's anyone out there that's sick, like I pray right now, Lord God, that you touch each and every sick person, each and every person that is going through issues with their body, their blood. I pray that you move upon them in a mighty way. Touch them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Pray that your healing virtue flows through them and over them. Lord, give them the blood transfusion of the blood of Jesus. Move upon them. Let the blood that flowed down Calvary's hill flow over them. By your stripes we were healed. Thank you, Jesus, for the healing that's taking place. Thank you for healing the people right now. For touching the backs. Healing the backs. Healing the necks. The headaches. The knee pain. The feet pain. Lord, I thank you. I praise you. You are an amazing God. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being a part of this. Thank you so much for helping me to grow this podcast. I appreciate you. I thank you. And I can't wait till I meet you in heaven or meet you in person one day. Thank you so much. And please always remember, Jesus loves you. I love you. And iron sharpens iron.